Good afternoon. Like my colleagues, would also like to begin by acknowledging that we're meeting here on the ancestral lands of the Gadigal people, and I would like to extend my personal respect to Brendan and to other First Nations people. Thank you to Finzia for the invitation to be here. Yasser, you must be a glutton for punishment to invite me for a third time, but thank you. We are living through a period of profound change. It's a new era of strategic and technological disruption, and that disruption is cutting across the financial system and our society in really quite complex ways. But my main point today is that while these challenges will require a laser-like focus on resilience over the coming years, this does not have to come at the expense of innovation, of competition, or of efficiency. In fact, far from it. These objectives can be mutually reinforcing. And so as industry and regulators, our challenge here is to work creatively to build a financial system that has an anti-fragile character. By this, I mean a system that can not only just weather most storms, but that stands to benefit from disruption. So what are these changes and challenges? First of all, the international system is undergoing a seismic adjustment on a scale that has been unseen in about eight decades. The wheels of globalization are grinding with more friction. The rules-based international order is being challenged. The strategic environment is becoming more contested and complex. And for some institutions, and in fact for some entire countries, self-insuring against a wide range of scenarios is assuming more prominence than at any time since the end of the Cold War. In short, the era of the peace dividend is over. Second, we are navigating a period of intense technological transformation. A new cyber arms race has been unleashed. Cloud computing is helping to alleviate single points of failure, but brings with it concentration risk. Quantum computing will also raise its own set of opportunities and challenges. And while AI could unleash a wave of productivity, it also has the potential to accelerate fraud, misinformation, and other sources of financial instability, including herding and contagion risk. The complexity of AI systems also means that vulnerabilities could be growing in a way that's not obvious to boards or supervisors. The resilience of the financial system to disruptions to the electrical grid and to the telecommunications network is a third area of growing focus internationally. In April, power outages on the Iberian Peninsula prompted the Spanish government to declare a national emergency, and economic activity declined by half its daily level. Small, low-orbit satellites are also increasingly viewed as an important source of redundancy when telecommunication capabilities are stressed, as we've seen in the Ukraine and elsewhere. With all those risks, it might be tempting for financial system regulators to prioritise resilience over all else. But I'm not persuaded that casting our challenges a trade-off, with resilience on the one hand, or innovation, competition, efficiency on the other, is helpful. Rather, we need these concepts to mutually reinforce one another. To that end, the Payment System Board has long had a mandate to support competition and efficiency in a manner that is consistent with stability in the financial system. We are well aware of the regulator curse, otherwise known as the stability of the graveyard, where an excessive desire of regulators to minimise risk could come at the cost of robbing the economy of all its vitality. With that in mind, our new strategic plan emphasises the need to harness innovation, dynamism and competition to better promote resilience in the Australian payments and financial market ecosystem. It is in this sense that we are striving to give our system an anti-fragile character. Let me provide some examples. First of all, under a rebooted industry resilience initiative, the RBA and our colleagues at APRA are working with industry partners to ensure that essential payment services can continue to operate in the event of a significant disruption to our payment system. This initiative is one of the key pillars of a significant program of work the Council of Financial Regulators are progressing to strengthen the resilience of our financial system to geopolitical and operational risk. Second, as the vision for Australia's future account-to-account payment system takes shape, a recently published public interest framework is guiding industry in their strategic planning. What we'd like to see here is robust contingency and recoverability arrangements baked in from the outset, alongside new functionality spurred by competitive tension and innovation. As a practical example, we view interoperability as integral here. In good times, that means end users have greater choice over service providers, and when systems go down, contingency options will be available. Third, given advances in quantum computing will pose a risk to the secure exchange of card payment details, we are strongly supporting industry efforts to migrate to the advanced encryption standard. Nefarious actors are already storing vast amounts of data with the expectation of breaking current encryption standards down the track, so we need more urgency here. Fourth, in an effort to promote more competition in financial market infrastructure, the Payment System Board recently revised the threshold beyond which firms are required to comply with the financial stability standards. This is already having a positive effect, and we hope to see more entrants emerge to stimulate competition and diversify risk across the FMI landscape. Fifth, we're engaged in two projects, Acacia and Mandala, aimed at strengthening the efficiency and resilience of wholesale financial markets and cross-border payments, respectively. We're also preparing to support Treasury and ASIC in a review of the enhanced regulatory sandbox. And finally, we're assisting the government to advance its payments regulatory reform agenda, including reforms to the PSRA and licensing arrangements. These reforms will boost regulatory clarity for industry and strengthen the ability of regulators to promote innovation, competition, and resilience in our financial system. So to wrap up, ensuring our financial system remains strong and resilient has never been more important. But if we are to meet these challenges, we will need to harness the forces of innovation, competition, and dynamism more fully and more creatively. My colleagues and I at the RBA and on the Payment System Board are committed to working constructively with industry to make this happen. We're making progress, but there's more work to do. Australians are depending on all of us here to get this right. Thank you. I look forward to taking your questions.
One more from the audience here. Who's regulating crypto, and are there specific crypto under scrutiny? You may not want to name names. Brad, you've been off the hook so far. You take this one.
Yes. To be clear, we don't regulate crypto. Yeah. But what I can say is that licensing... So first of all, crypto already falls under ASIC's remit, but there are some very important reforms, licensing reforms that are in train. I know the Treasury are working very hard behind the scenes to advance those reforms to licensing arrangements, and all of the feedback that we've heard is that industry is really going to welcome a greater sense of clarity around that space. I'd also just say that outside of the unbacked crypto space, which is I think where your question was leading us to, where the Reserve Bank is very forward-leaning is in exploring all the ways that the monetary system, the payment system could be transformed for the digital era. Mm. And so I mentioned briefly in my set piece, we have a project underway now, Project Acacia, which is the second project in a couple of years, which is specifically looking at the question, how can we help uplift the functioning of our wholesale financial markets where we still observe a number of frictions? There are some things going on in our wholesale financial markets that haven't really changed since the era of the fax machine, right? And our view is we can do better than that. So we're looking very hard with our colleagues at what sort of improvements to functional forms of money and financial infrastructure could really uplift the dynamism in that space, give us a more efficient financial system, and also one that's more resilient at the same time.